Welcome, everybody. It's time for the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time for The Skinny on Beauty with the straight scoop about the beauty industry with beauty blogger extraordinaire, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm glad that the sun broke through today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was a little hazy this morning.
And I like the fact that you said, we're in a big office tower here, and you instantly recognized your guest, even though you hadn't met her before, just because of what she was wearing.
Yes, I did. Yeah, we were walking across the parking lot across the street to come over to the studio, and I was like, Kaylin, how did you know? Your clothing gave it away.
Because she looked like a beauty expert. There you go.
She sure did. She looked like a fashion stylist. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Skinny on Beauty. My name is Cheryl Hawley, your host, president and CEO of Unite Socially, and editor-in-chief of the Skinny on Beauty. Today's guest with me is Kaylin Collier, the manager of Long Beach store Buffalo Exchange. Welcome, Kaylin.
Hi.
Oh, Kaylin's, she's going to do better nervous than that here. Oh, my goodness.
Say hey.
Hey.
There you go. Kaylin's a little nervous today, but she's got a wealth of information about the fashion industry coming your way, and also some tips about, you know, Buffalo Exchange's new events and PR pieces coming up. And
I don't even know where Buffalo Exchange is. I'm such a fashion not-ista. I don't even know where Buffalo Exchange is.
You are not very far from a Buffalo Exchange. There's one, like, 1 mile down the road from you.
And are there lots of them? Are there, is this a chain? Are they across the country or regionally or what?
Yeah, we currently have 49 stores in 17 states.
Wow. Okay. And what are they known for? Just cool stuff? Or is it a particular niche or target that you're going after in demographic or age?
I would say a little bit of everything. I mean, we try to cater to the masses. Buffalo Exchange definitely attracts, like, tons of different customers, all different styles, all different age groups. I mean, in my store, I have shoppers anywhere from 14 years old to 85. And we really have a wide...
So there is something there for me, because I'm close to 85.
Oh, right? There is something there for you, for sure.
All right. I just had to get that in, because I'd never heard of it. All right. Carry on.
So, Kaylin, tell our listeners how you got into the fashion industry.
I've always been a shopper and a thrifter for a really long time. I mean, when I was 12 years old, asking my mom to take me to thrift stores. It's something that she's cultivated in me very well. She's taught me very well to be a shopper. And it's just something that I thoroughly enjoy, is like trying to find really awesome clothes that nobody else has. I mean, I love to go shopping in the malls too, but it's really the thrill of the hunt. And I found a way to make that my career, which is really awesome. And I don't even have to go out anymore, but I still do. But people bring the clothes to me, and I just get to look through clothes all day long. It's like probably a dream in my world.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So Buffalo Exchange is, in a sense, a thrift store, right?
It's technically considered resale.
Okay.
It would be like a step above thrift.
Uh-huh. You have recycled clothing there.
Yeah, we do recycle clothing. People come in and bring their clothes out of their closet that they don't want. Either they're moving or they've just doing a clean out. And we just get to look through them and we, you know, pick what we want, you know, what we think we can sell in the store. It's pretty awesome. You see clothes that you have never seen before in your life and you may never see again. But that's the thrill of going into work every day, is you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah. So how busy do you get with the resale?
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
There's not really a day of work where we don't have people selling or we don't have people waiting to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It is first come, first serve. So sometimes a line develops.
You can't make an appointment.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's no appointment. It's walk-ins only. But, you know, we are trained to move very quickly. And we do see a ton of sellers every single day. There's not a day goes by where there's not someone selling. Or I'd say hundreds of people selling.
Yeah. So does that line ever wrap out outside the building?
Not in my store, uh-huh. But there are definitely smaller stores. My store is a pretty big space. The line can definitely get long, especially right around now. It's spring cleaning. Everybody's cleaning out their closet. It's also going to be time soon for college students to move out. That's always a big time where the line gets really long.
Yeah.
They're trying to go home, trying to move home, bring in their stuff.
Yeah.
But there are definitely stores where it can go outside the building for sure.
And so when somebody comes in and brings, is it just like clothing and accessories that you...
Yeah, it's clothing, accessories. The only thing we really don't do is a whole lot of housewares.
Mm-hmm.
Also in California, we don't buy jewelry.
Okay.
But...
Just California?
I think just California. Most Buffalo exchanges can buy jewelry.
Okay.
So that's definitely
why California?
An option.
That's weird.
You need a separate license. To
sell
buy and sell jewelry, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So I wonder if, like, Farmer's Market, if they need a special license. They probably don't, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
One
I've
day,
looked into
traveling.
A couple Farmer's Markets. Everybody, when we were walking up here, I was telling Caitlin how my first business that I started was called Cheryl Shays Designs, and I designed aprons and brush belts for makeup and hairstylists. And then I went into Buffalo Exchange, and they were the first store to do my aprons for consignment. And so at that time, I was looking around at farmers markets and stuff, and I kind of like messed around with, you know, or toyed with the idea of making my own jewelry. But so that's why I was posing the question of, you know, if you knew if there was a special license that you had to have for that, because I don't think I came across any of that in my research.
I would say probably not. I think mm-hmm. because it's such an established store and that's what you would be doing more as like a business,
right?
You know, rather than if you had like just a hobby and that,
craft.
You know, yeah, they mm-hmm. like move around. But I think an established business that would buy and sell jewelry,
mm-hmm.
Is probably why it falls under mm-hmm. that law.
Okay, interesting. So let's tell our listeners what exactly you do at the Long Beach location for Buffalo Exchange.
I am the store manager of the Long Beach Buffalo Exchange. This includes so many different duties. I wear a lot of different hats. My main priority is to manage the inventory. By doing this, you know, I train the buyers. I also train my other managers how to train buyers. I spend most of my time training people on Buffalo Exchange, how we work. I mean, the culture is super important, and I think it's a very unique experience for a lot of people to come in there and to provide that experience to everyone. I think, you know, it's very important to have a clear vision of what you want and be able to train and execute that.
We have a Twitter question. Somebody wants to know, how do you know what to buy? People walk in, I've got some old Grateful Dead tie-dye t-shirts, and I walk from the 60s, and I walk in and I say, hey, I want to sell these to you. First of all, you buy them from me, or do I just donate them to you?
We do buy them.
Okay, so I've got this used clothing, and you have to decide what shape it is, of course, and all that. But how do you know if that Grateful Dead tie-dye t-shirt's going to sell? Is it just up to your own personal taste? Are there guidelines? You talk about training buyers, so... Talk about that.
There are definitely guidelines, but it's also something that we kind of establish as an art. There's definitely an art to buying. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to have an eye. I mean, really, we just ask ourselves, do we have this customer and do we see it selling here in the store?
And mm-hmm. how would you know what to pay for an old tie-dye t-shirt or something?
We do lots of different research. We research vintage tees. We research, you know, what's currently out in the store, price points, maybe what things are going for on eBay, just to know, you know, what's out there in the world. It's really important to stay up to date with vintage and modern clothing and then everything in between. So it's really just a lot of research, a lot of learning. And if you're not sure, I mean, you learn every day in the store. You take risks every single day that something's not going to sell. But that's better than, you know, not having a unique enough inventory.
What happens if it doesn't sell? You thought this was a hot item. You got a great price for it, and it sat there for 6 months or something. Do you blow it out, or do you?
The life cycle in the store is pretty short. Once we buy something in, it has about a month or two to sell. If it doesn't sell within that month or two, it does get marked half off. And then after... It goes half off and doesn't sell. We box up all of our clothing that doesn't sell, and we do have currently two outlet stores. The one that we ship to is Nogales in Arizona, and they do sell it at a lower price point.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
So is that just for your store in Arizona, or is that?
It's for most of the West Coast. There's a new store in Texas that they had just opened that is now taking donations more from East Coast stores just to handle the volume.
What percentage would you say that you actually box up and have to ship out?
It's not a whole lot, but
in her store it's zero, but in other stores, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want it to be zero. You know, you wouldn't want your donations to be zero because that, you know, probably means that you're not buying openly enough and you're not taking enough risks in the store to attract, you know, all different types of customers. Mm. So I think it's, you know, it's definitely healthy to have some donations because even if it's, you know, some of the funnest, like the most fun things that you buy into the store end up on the donation rack. But just to see someone trying it on and have a good time with it, you know, maybe it's just a really bizarre jacket.
Yeah, it would be great for an Instagram post.
Yeah, I mean, just watching people enjoy things and laugh at things on the rack is an enjoyable part of the day, even if it doesn't sell at the end of the day.
Yeah. Here's another tweet. What's the craziest thing you've seen come through the store?
Oh.
Give me an example. Some examples. You know, I mean, do people walk in with a buffalo head or something? Or I don't know. Do they come in with an Indian outfit or something? I mean, they must come up with some pretty crazy stuff.
I definitely see really fun vintage. One of my favorite things to see is vintage furs. More recently, I had a full-length mink with fox trim, which just looked like a really crazy pimp coat, but it was really, like, the coolest fur I've ever seen in my life. I've never even seen anyone wearing one like that. So just to, like, be able to see that and know that that exists was really awesome.
Yeah, and what else?
Cheryl's waiting for something. That would be pretty cool, a giant fur. Now, what would that go for?
Because
that probably cost thousands of dollars in the day.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I think the woman told me that she paid maybe $14,000 for it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you bought it for? Dun, 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 dun.
$4.
She actually didn't sell it to me.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to sell it, I think, for like $250, $300, which is a really high price point for Buffalo. But when you really take into consideration like the quality and just how amazing it was, someone's really looking for that. There's definitely a person that's looking for that, that you can't find. Where else can you tell me where you'd go to find it?
Yeah, exactly. And at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say that, like, the vintage, you know, the vintage style has kind of broadened over time since you've been there, as far as what you take in for resale?
I mean, I think vintage in general in Long Beach, there's a big vintage community.
Yeah.
So we definitely focus on, like, the best of the best when it comes to vintage. It's not something that we focus on, but when we do see those really cool vintage pieces, we do buy them into the store just to have that represented. I mean, there's tons floating around California. It's really cool to see the stuff come in.
I've seen a lot of stuff in the stores go more name brand. Are you guys trying to kind of resell more name brand articles for vintage, or are you still doing across the board?
I don't ever focus on name brands. I don't ever really focus on labels. Mm-hmm. I use them to price certain items. But as far as overall selecting garments, I just look at the overall style of it.
Right. Right. As a whole.
Yeah.
So what would you say your hardest part of your job is?
Selecting clothing, for sure.
Yeah, having that eye.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely, like I said, a bit of a gift. It's something that, you know, not everyone can do. And I think that, you know, just having a clear vision of who is your customer, who are you missing, I think that's probably the hardest part of your job. Just figuring out who you're missing. I think, you know, it's really important to get to know your customers. You really want to know what they want. I ask my customers all sorts of things. If they like the visuals, you know, what they think about pricing. I ask them pretty much everything. I develop a really good relationship with my customers to see how I can better the experience for them.
How is the atmosphere in each Buffalo Exchange? Is it the same as far as the art that you put on the wall and the jewelry that you sell?
I would say it's very neighborhood-based, mm-hmm. but it's pretty... Once you take those little neighborhood things out, it's pretty consistent across the board, but it's very fun to really, you know, I've worked in a couple of different neighborhoods. I started out in New York and, you know, it was obviously a little bit different, but I had no problem making a transition to California and learning their customer. I mean, I definitely have more of a beach vibe mm-hmm. and the surf and skate. So as far as displays go and visuals, it'd be more geared towards my community mm-hmm. As far as relating to your customer. And I think every Buffalo Exchange that I've been to, you can really tell who their customer is and, you know, the fun and unique things that are popular in their neighborhood. So yeah. It's really cool.
So when was Buffalo Exchange founded and by who?
It was actually founded in 1974.
Wow.
In Tucson, Arizona.
Before we were born.
Yes. Long before.
Not well, me.
Not Paul, everybody.
I graduated in high school in 1974. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Well.
It was founded by Kirsten and Spencer Block. And Kirsten and Rebecca, her daughter, still are very active in the company and still run the company today. It's really awesome.
Did you get to meet any of the owners, Kirsten?
Oh, I've met them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually just had our 40th anniversary party in Tucson in March.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Pretty much everybody was at this party that you could want to meet, and it was really awesome to see even customers that have been coming to the store since the 70s. I mean, it's just...
They flew out to Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, most of them live in Arizona, considering...
Oh, because that's where it was founded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool to see the impact that Buffalo Exchange makes on people.
Yeah.
The people that have worked there, the people that have shopped there, anyone that's had it as a part of their life.
Yeah. And you've been with the company how long?
I've been with the company 2.5 years.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a little break, but when we get back, everybody, we're going to talk about how Buffalo Exchange works with local communities in your neighborhoods.
What it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
There's something uniquely positive about the word up. When things are good, things are looking up. When you want to go fast, you speed up. And when you're really cheering, you stand up. So when you want to move up, what do? Well, when it comes to getting your bachelor's degree or master's degree, there's one university that stacks up better than virtually everyone else. And that university is Brandman. Brandman University is ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's top 10 universities for online bachelor's programs. And it ranked best in the state of California. Brandman also received top honors from U.S. News & World Report for our online graduate programs in business and education. Plus, our programs are available on ground at more than 25 convenient campuses. So to wrap things up, we recommend you look us up at brandman.edu. That's brandman.edu. And find out how to move up like never before. Brandman University. Move up.
And now back to our look at recycled clothes with Buffalo Exchange. Is that the correct term? What's the term I have to use here? Is this resale, recycle? What do you use?
You could say recycled clothing.
Okay. So it finds new use again here. And what are the trends? What's hot these days in recycled clothing? You said like retro stuff. Cheryl's always teaching me these things like boho or something, bohemian or something. I don't know what the hell that is, but
That's definitely popular trend in Southern California. It's just that need to be comfortable. You want your clothing to reflect your lifestyle, and if your lifestyle's fun and easygoing, you want your clothes to be fun and easygoing.
Now, you have described what you're wearing today. Is any of this from your store?
My jeans are definitely from the store.
Okay.
I'm wearing black jeans.
Jeans seem to have a life forever. I mean, the 20-year-old jeans are as popular as they were 20 years ago.
I wish that mine actually lasted forever.
Okay.
And if they don't, they get holes in them. You can still wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patch them up. Just make them live for as long as they can.
Yeah.
Also, my fun top is vintage Saks Fifth Avenue. It's a bit of a circusy look, I guess.
It kind of looks like a twister board with polka dots.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a twister board, and it's got a bit of fringe all over it. So it's definitely fun to move around in.
It looks comfy.
Very comfy.
Yeah, definitely look comfy.
Very comfy.
So you guys can all tell why I knew where who she was and where she worked.
She had a twister board on her.
Yeah. Something that catches your eye on the street is usually from Buffalo Exchange. So I know that Kirsten, one of the owners of Buffalo Exchange, she's really big on working with local communities. And from my understanding, that's kind of how she started this whole, you know, recycled clothing, resell, vintage style. And I wanted to talk to you and also have you share with our listeners about how, you know, that works for each store, how you work with local communities and your outreach and efforts behind that.
Sure. I think it's, you know, it's definitely different from store to store. You see what's in your community. I mean, our store has featured local artists in the past. We've even, you know, worked with high schools to feature their art. We've participated in art walks. Really anything that's going on Second Street, we want to be a part of. And we really spend a lot of time figuring out the events that are going on in Long Beach and trying to be a part of that. You know, we've even had live music play in the store. Anything that we can really think of, our newest venture, something that we want to do, because we are in Long Beach, is like a beach cleanup. So we've been really thinking about doing a beach cleanup.
Fantastic.
Yeah, trying to get the wheels rolling on that. But just since we do get to know our customers so well and we are such a big part of the community, we want to, you know, help our community.
So do you go to the local high schools and talk to them about doing an art show or local artists, or do they come to you? How does that work?
I think it's at the point mostly where people are approaching me before I even approach them. I have a lot of opportunities.
Well, with 40 years, probably, right?
Yeah, and we've been in Long Beach for 10 years, so we've established our space there and, you know, have a good reputation with the city of Long Beach. So it's really just important to keep that alive and, you know, not forget about it.
So you do all the planning and then the artist just brings their art and do you showcase it on the walls or?
Yeah, the last time I did it, they actually came up and put the art up. They just asked me for a ladder and they asked if they could use the space. It was for the Belmont Shore Art Walk that happened. You know, and most of the local businesses are showcasing art. So it also brought people into the store that wouldn't normally come in. It was really cool to see the students come in and see their artwork. They were very proud. I mean, and I even had customers wanting to buy it off of the wall. And this is just for high school students. So the students got some recognition. You know, their names were up there with all of them. So,
and do you guys share that through social media or how is your outreach for that?
Anything that we do through social media, anything that's, you know, a big event or a big deal. We do a lot of word of mouth. It's definitely very important. We talk to all our customers about what's, you know, keep them up to date. Because we do have a lot of regular customers that come in and, you know, want to know what you're doing.
Do you think that helps your growth in local communities when you establish a new store by working with them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really important to be a part of the community that you're in. I mean, that's your customer base. Why not build a great relationship with them and do things for the community in a positive light?
Right. So I heard, actually, I read your blog on buffaloexchange.com. There's a blog, and it was talking about Earth Day's coming up. On, what is it, Sunday? I think it's Sunday. Or no, it's Tuesday.
Earth Day's on Tuesday.
Yeah. But your event, which is the $1 Earth Day sale, is coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, it'll be Saturday the 19th.
Okay. So what is that? Tell us about that.
We do it every year. It's something I was talking a little bit about before when things don't sell in the store. We do save donations in the beginning of the year for this Earth Day sale, so they don't, all the clothes don't get sent to our outlet stores. So we do save donations, and then we have this annual Earth Day sale where all those donations now become a dollar. And we put them out. It's usually in the morning. As soon as we open, we'll start the sale. It's usually on a sidewalk or in a parking lot, depending on what space your store has available. Everyone gets to pick through the clothes, and they're all a dollar, and there's like some real gems in there. It's cool. And then all the proceeds go to a different charity every year. Our charity this year is the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, mm-hmm. which is a museum in Arizona. It's an outdoor museum. They really want to inspire people to, you know, take care of the desert and preserve it. Mm-hmm. So the main focus this year is to talk about the preservation of the plant pollinators. So really preserving pollinators.
So is this a national Earth Day sale?
Yeah. It'll be at every single store.
Wow. And it goes all day, or is it just
in the morning?
It goes
until the clothes run out.
Okay.
So it really depends. It goes pretty quickly, I would say, if you want the good stuff to get there in the morning.
Yeah. And what time do you guys open?
The Long Beach location opens at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Some of them open at 11, but I would check, if you're looking to go to your local Buffalo Exchange, I would check the website just to make sure.
And somebody tweeted in and wants to know, what's a plant pollinator? Are you talking about bees?
Bees, yeah.
Oh, okay. Bees are under attack, but colony collapse and all sorts of stuff here. Bees are having a tough time these days.
Yeah. So it's really important to, you know, keep those plants alive that keep the bees alive.
How many stores are there here in Southern California?
In Southern California, I believe there is 6. It's a location in Santa Monica. There's one in Hollywood on La Brea. There is the Long Beach store in Belmont Shore. There's one in Costa Mesa here in the lab. And there's also one in Fullerton.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so out of those, which is your biggest store?
The biggest store in Southern California? Oh, probably square footage wise would be my store.
Woot woot.
Oh, I also forgot one, Sherman Oaks.
Oh, Sherman Oaks.
But they're probably pretty close to my size, but I think square footage wise, I probably have the most space.
Is Sherman Oaks the last store that opened?
Or in the company?
No, in Southern California.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Sherman Oaks one, so that's what I was asking.
It's a little bit farther away.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah. But it's not too far from L.A.
No.
It's like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's definitely local to anyone that would shop in L.A.
It's right. The Valley, guys.
It is the Valley, which is very
Valley
far
girl.
From here. I always feel like I'm taking a trip when I go to the Valley. So when we get back from our break, I wanted to talk to you and have you share with our listeners a little bit about your social media marketing and how you work with your channels and what you advertise on there.
Sure.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
He used to pester me for a walk. Now, it's the other way around. Hoag's physicians perform more orthopedic procedures than any other hospital in Orange County. Our orthopedic program, in fact, ranks among the top 5 in the entire country. So whatever it is you live for, you can get back to it sooner. Because as it turns out, the best part of life is simply living it. Hoag for Life. Visit us at www.hoag.org.
All right, back to our show, talking about the various Buffalo exchanges. We have Caitlin Collier, one of the store managers, and we're putting her through the test here. We're asking her all sorts of questions about how big and how many and when they were founded and what their average revenue is, and we want to know everything.
Yeah, she's on the hot seat today, isn't she, Paul?
What is an average size store, since I've never been to one? Are they 1,500, 5,000? What are they, roughly?
All the stores are very different.
Well, okay, your store. Yours is the biggest. One of the biggest.
Square footage-wise, I don't know.
You
not
don't
very good
know.
With that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is it, are they large? Are they the size of a Staples? Or are they...
Oh, no.
So
no, just say... Yeah, they're not. They're definitely not the size of a Staples. I'm not sure that there's one that is.
Okay, and it's everything. You got shirts. Do you have shoes and hats and other things?
We have shoes, hats, ties, belts.
Wow,
they have some really cool ties too.
I'll bet.
And they're really cheap.
Who is the average customer? I mean, is it just somebody looking for a bargain? Is it poor students trying to outfit themselves coolly on a fixed budget? Or is it, you know, fashionistas and rich people from, Emerald Bay or something here that just want something unique?
I'm not sure I can define an average customer. Pretty much every customer that I've come in contact with has a different style. We definitely have people that want the hottest trends for a deal. We have people that collect vintage. We basically, you know, want to have something for everybody, and I think, you know, we're pretty close to that. So regardless of your style, I don't think that, you know, I'd say we cater to any one customer.
And the question I've been burning to ask is, why the name? I mean, I have a Buffalo. Can I exchange him for some clothes? It's Buffalo Exchange.
The name comes from... Our owner just thought it's like a uniquely American animal, which is buffalo. And then the exchange just comes from the exchange of clothing. So it's just, that's pretty much where the name came from.
It sounded cool. Didn't mean anything.
Yeah, right? No, it's really cool. I love the name, too.
Do they have buffaloes in there? Buffalo heads or something? No.
I have a little buffalo head in my store.
Do you? Okay.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Not a real one.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an animal that we all relate to and like to have different buffalo items. Like, I even have a hat that's probably like my favorite hat in the world. It's like a leather cowboy hat and it has little buffalo nickels on it. But it's just really special because it has those buffalo nickels on it.
Yeah, and because you work for Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you wear it in the store?
Oh, I wear it pretty consistently, yeah.
Yeah. It's like your staple go-to.
Yeah.
Getting you ready for work, instead of putting on the tie, you put on the hat.
Yep. Put on the name tag, put on the hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Do you guys have a little buffalo stickers on the name tag?
We don't.
Yeah. It's just name tag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen it before. So I want to talk about, you know, your social media and how active you guys are on social media. What outlets can we find Buffalo Exchange on?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and I think the biggest one right now is Instagram.
Yes. I mean, we just can't get away from that Instagram, can we, Paul? Every single guest of mine is like,
everybody
Instagram.
Everybody is always on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's really taken off.
It really has.
How about Pinterest, though? I don't hear many people talk about that. This would seem to be one that would fit. You could take pictures of clothes and things, and you could sort of post it, and then people say, oh, where did you find that?
Tie it back to your blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could do that.
You guys aren't on Pinterest?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So do you have any personal, you know, handling with social media, or who handles that for you?
We definitely have social media and marketing people within the company.
Mm-hmm.
But each individual store has their own say in it, where we get to take pictures of customers, do street fashion reports. We do, you know, just feature customers, or maybe we got in some really cool cowboy boots. We can always send the picture over to social media and get it on Instagram so people know, hey, we just got some really cool cowboy boots in the store. But I think that's like my favorite thing about following Buffalo Exchange on Instagram is just to see the cool stuff that that other stores are getting.
Yeah.
And like when you can get it.
You're yeah.
Like, ooh, size. Are you my size?
We're going to get Cheryl to set you up with a Pinterest account. I think that would be an interesting idea to see if, I always wonder some of these other lesser known mediums, how many people use them and what they'd be used for. But this would be used for fashion, and because it's all photographs. You're just pinning up little pictures and stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys have an active blog, so that would be pretty good. Do you guys do any online giveaways or contests?
I would say right now the biggest one, which I wish I could enter, for the 40th anniversary, we are giving away a $1,000 gift card to Buffalo Exchange.
Really? When does it end?
When the tour ends, on the May 23rd.
May 23rd. So a little over a month we have.
Yeah.
Well, I'll enter it for you.
Yeah, you can enter online on the Buffalo Exchange website. You can also enter in any store as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what do you have to do to enter?
It's really just like a...
Just nice little provide your email?
Or? Yeah.
That's it?
Yep. It's an email list. Sign up for our email list.
Okay.
And then we send out fun stuff to you, your email.
Fun. Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you guys do your email marketing?
We're really just starting to get up and running more with that. I know they're trying to put out more and more blasts as much as possible, just because we're realizing that we have such a wide range of customers and so many people, you know, that are taking to this social media that I think it's going to be important to connect with them through email as well.
Right. And so do you guys do tips on dressing for your body size?
I don't think we've really done anything like that. It is something, you know, that I'm sure you can come to any store. I mean, every employee in the store loves to dress people or help you out finding an outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that. You guys were very informative when I got in there. Yeah.
But that's what we like. We want people to feel good in our clothes.
Yeah. Now, that probably goes back to the whole training the buyer thing, right? As far as, you know, how to have a keen eye for fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I remember I was going to a wedding not too long ago, and I went into the Fullerton Buffalo Exchange. And I had three pairs of heels, and I was like, which one should I get? I asked the girl behind the desk, and she just went into such specific details about, like, these are definitely not for a wedding. Like, that looks like a funeral. You know? And she had, like, all these points behind it, you know? And by the time she was done with me, I was like, I feel like I know nothing about fashion, and I'm going to go with what you said. It was quite entertaining, but no, I love going in there because you guys do have a wealth of knowledge and you're always dressed fashionable, you know, and you have, you know, this unique style about you that, you know, I love to have because, you know, people notice you that way. People, you know, want to interact with you and bright colors, you know, attract good positive energy. So there's a lot of that floating through Buffalo Exchange.
Down to the last 5 minutes here. What other tips, ideas, suggestions? So I had one thought came to my mind. Maybe this would be more the Sherman Oaks store. With the Hollywood crowd out here, with all the productions and TV shows and everything like that, do you find costumers and people like that coming in looking for specific looks? Because I know they really scour. I used to know a couple of costumers years ago, and they used to scour garage sales and other things, all looking for very specific, unique looks to put on the people on these TV shows.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had people come in before looking for very specific things. And, you know, it goes from even if someone's just going to a party. So even without customers, people are looking for very specific things and they know that they can come to our store to find that unique stuff.
And so what kind of content lives on Buffalo Exchange blog?
Oh, all sorts of things. You know, like I said, sometimes we feature customers, really fun, fashionable customers, people that catch our eye when they walk into our store. We also do, you know, feature employees as well. I think it's just really fun just to see, you know, what people are wearing, where they got it, keep that culture alive of, like, why people come to Buffalo Exchange.
What would you say is your biggest fan base as far as on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
I would say probably Instagram. I think people are really looking for visuals now. They want to see the stuff.
That's your largest following, though?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really? How fast did you guys grow that?
Ooh. I mean, I think it grows.
Clock's ticking
every
now.
Single day.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I love talking about social media and how it's essential for, you know, marketing what's coming up and new events. And I'm so glad that you guys are doing it. And hopefully we can get you on Pinterest, too, because I think that would be a great outlet for you guys.
Sure.
We're going to end the show, and we always end the show with a favorite quote. Did you have a quote that you wanted to share?
She brought in one just for this show here. She went out and found one.
She did. She's like, oh, I'm nervous about the quote thing.
She's got a good one, though. Go ahead.
I'm just not good at remembering quotes. I love quotes a lot. I have a quote from the Dalai Lama, which I think is really important just to live by. It's in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. So in my life, it's just important to remain positive. And if you really think about the positive side of things, things just seem to go better for you.
Yes. Law of attraction.
Yeah.
That's a positively good quote. Go ahead. And now we get Cheryl's quote.
Mine's from Diana Vreeland.
Yes.
Did I say that right, Paul?
Yes. She's a famous fashion designer, and
her quote is, the only real elegance is in the mind. If you've got that, the rest really comes from it.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Skinny on Beauty. And thank you, Caitlin Collier, Long Beach store manager of Buffalo Exchange, for being on the show. Tell us how we can get in touch with Buffalo Exchange and the new events coming up, especially Earth Day.
Yeah. Well, Earth Day is this Saturday. Also, in the Southern California area, we're having our 40th anniversary tour, which is really fun. There'll be an Airstream coming around to each store. You can check for your local dates on the Buffalo Exchange website.
Which is?
BuffaloExchange.com.
Okay.
Each store has its individual blog, and you're able to follow the trailer around the country as it goes to every store.
And what's in the trailer? A buffalo?
Well,
no.
Not a buffalo. It's basically a mini store. And each store has collected their own vintage and Western items to showcase in this trailer.
Cool. Okay.
So it's like fun vintage, cowboy boots, jewelry, anything that's really like
Twister shirts,
yeah.
Maybe some leather fringe jackets.
There's Buffalo Nichols.
Buffalo Nickel hats.
Right.
Yeah. All sorts of things.
Okay. All right.
We're going to make our own next week on the Skinny on Beauty.
Yeah. So can I like pull the trailer over if it's driving on the street and take a quick look at it? I mean, is it an ongoing store? People can see it at a 7-Eleven as they're getting lunch and they can say, hey, I want to go shop the trailer here.
It's going to each individual store for one day. So you'd be able to go to each store and see it. It's coming. Southern California is coming up really fast. Our Long Beach date is the 13th of May.
Okay.
So most of the other stores will be right around there in that week. You guys should definitely check it out. There's some really cool stuff that I've been sitting on for a year waiting to come out
nice.
Of these boxes.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Maybe one of our listeners, if not myself or Paul, will get that $1,000 giveaway.
Yeah.
I've entered twice already here.
So. Nice.
Breaking the rules, Paul.
He's got two different emails.
That's right. I just created one just so I could talk to him. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Any last thoughts, Cheryl?
No, just listen to my show next week.
How do we get in touch with you? I thought you'd give yourself a plug here.
Oh, of course.
You're so selfless here.
I am. Yeah, of course, you can always get a hold of me if you have any social media questions on Twitter at Unite Socially, which is the parent company. And also, if you have any fashion, beauty, or health questions, you can tweet me at Skinny on Beauty, and I'll be happy to get back to you.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been listening to the only show where art, technology, and beauty collide. It's Tuesdays, right here on OCTalkRadio.net, The Skinny on Beauty.